There we go.
Why aren't you like Travis and just like already done?
Normally I am, but
Travis records literally everything.
I record a lot usually, but yeah. Normally I start closer to game time instead of just letting call graph run at the start of a call and keep going until the call ends.
See, that is pretty much what Travis will do most of the time. I think he does it less now, but for a long time it was pretty much just recording.
Yeah, see, the thing was I used to do that a lot, and then I'm like, man, I'm really tired of having to scrub through 45 minutes of talking to find where the shit I need to start editing.
Oh no, it was a distraction.
I have the
call. I can't even make a joke right now. I'm just too happy.
This makes me remember, and since this will probably be about the time this game is posted, next year our April Fool's joke should be that we post something that is supposed to be like that is labeled as one of the games in the main series, and it should just be a game of made or complete bullshit or something. Instead.
So one thing I was going to post this April Fool's Day, but I thought about it too late. I was going to try and record a fake ending to Frida's where we kill everyone. where the entire cast dies, like, horribly.
That would have been awesome.
And, unfortunately, I only thought about doing it, like, a day before April Fool's, and there wasn't any way to organize everybody to do it.
That is a shame, because that would have
been
no, cool.
It would have been great. I wish I had thought of it sooner, so I could have actually executed on it.
We could do that with another game sometime that people are really into.
Yeah, we just kind of missed the boat on Frida's. We missed our best, we missed our greatest chance to alienate everyone. And, you know, given that they all came from Homestuck, they would have been used to it.
I'm not going to get drunk, I'm just going to have a drink.
Yeah, I had 20 ounces of coffee.
I pulled my liquor.
Coffee is not alcohol, man.
I know, I'm saying I did the opposite of that thing.
It is a drug, though, so...
Well, caffeine
is a drug. Can't they inebriate you, though?
Look, I'll give you an additional reason. A salt? That's so spicy, it's more like a pepper.
I think I want to throw up at that.
I can only think of e-cigs as the kind of thing that are... Like, in my mind, e-cig is associated with, like, Adam Jensen, and all I can think of is some guy in, like mechanical prosthetics and... large sunglasses going, I didn't ask for this, as he puffs on an e-cig.
Weird guy with e-cig might be Cyberfighter from the future.
So, yeah, I'm just going to interrupt to say I think e-cigs are much cooler than regular cigarettes because the fog they use is heavier than air. So one of the things you can do with them that's cool is blow the smoke into a glass of water and it just sort of sits there on top of it because... The smoke is not lighter like it is in a cigarette. It just sort of sits on top of the water until you eventually get rid of it. It's like a witch's brew.
When you said in the chat you liked them better than regular cigs, I was about to express surprise, but then there was the science reason for it, and all was right in the world again. I will say right now, listeners, if any of you are e-cig smokers, I don't have anything against you. It's just every time it's mentioned in fiction, I immediately think that it's become a cyberpunk setting. That's all. And it messes with my mind.
Zach, we're living in the grim, dark future.
No. Then we'll just have cigarettes. Low sticks. And our Aztec.
In the far away grim, dark future, there are only death sticks.
No, low sticks. I know what you're referencing. I'm not giving you that pleasure, Zach. I have seen Star Wars Episode 2.
But anytime you would call him and get him to help you on something, Opera would just happen to pass by the street.
Yeah,
and Dooku would be like,
you would have to ensure that Opera is nowhere near that story, because Luke will drop everything to fight Opera. Yeah. Hey guys, I heard you were doing something. Can I help? Shit.
Suddenly it's explained why whenever Lazy gets a phone call, her phone just screams out ghost phone over and over again.
Ghost phone! I like,
Let's wait for Amanda to calm down.
I can't! I like this!
I think she's crying, guys.
I really wasn't expecting you to do that.
Dude! Lacey said that he has a knight. He took his knight He had girlfriend permission for a night, and now he has to get girlfriend permission for two nights.
Oh no.
Actually, I didn't want to distract from the... Well, I'll go ahead and keep going. While Amanda's thinking, I will say, I didn't want to make things more complicated earlier, but I did consider asking, since it was established that Opera got knocked, I was like, Charlie, who exactly wakes up? But...
Yeah, no. I was going to say if you didn't make your endurance up, someone else would wake up.
Yeah, that would have actually been a... Stability would have been appropriate to check whether it's who it is, though... Opera's guaranteed to make stability, and Keiko has a much better chance.
Honestly, this wouldn't be the first time that Keiko has awakened exploded.
Yeah, no, that's true. She's not quite. It's not quite as bad as.
Well, also you'd be. She'd wake up wearing a mask, and.
I mean, she woke up. She woke up wearing a. She woke up wearing a busted mask and a shredded ass tuxedo last time.
Okay, but she was like super, super. She was way even more hurt than this that time.
I'm just saying, if she was able to justify being blown up by a grenade and found in shredded man's clothes, like
Delirious at that point. Well, yeah, it wouldn't. But she was delirious at that point. And later, no. The bigger thing would be that Noah would be Noah's reaction, because Noah doesn't yet know that Opera and Keiko are the same person.